Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future, yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 it's yours. 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 Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house be built. Can we say praise the Lord for Sister Allison? Can we say praise the Lord again for Sister Allison? Because God is great, amen, and He's worthy to be praised, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Prophetic Outreach Chapel, Cleveland-LRMG. We're located at 12025 Griffin Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. I hear the Lord is outside already starting to work, amen. It's His weather, His world. He's in charge of it, amen. And He knows that we have to drive in it, amen. So He's in control. Jesus, they say, Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. Because you know, you know. You know, Lord, what we need and how we need to get to where we need to get to. Amen. So we thank God. We thank God for you. And though before we get into prayer, I know you want to write the scriptures down. The scriptures are Daniel 1. Okay. Verses 1, verses 3 through 17. Daniel 1, verse 1. Verse 3 through 17. Amen. I try to make sure that everyone has the scriptures before we go into the message. Amen. Amen. And the Lord is working, so maybe the Lord is going to speak in His own way. Amen. We thank God for it. We're going to ask that we're going to give it to the chapel mother that she's here today. We're going to ask her to pray. Amen. I'm putting the Reverend on notice next service that we have in the chapel. She'll be doing the praying. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We lift you up. We magnify your name. We give you all the honor and the glory. Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the Holy Ghost abiding in our soul. We just want to thank you. Jesus, we thank you for all powers in your hand. Everything is in your name. Everything we ask in your name. And the healing in your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everything is in your name. Lord, we ask you to look on us today, Lord. Look on the peoples in radio land, Lord. Let somebody be church. Somebody delivered. Somebody saved. Some backslider come running, saying, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Lord, we ask you to look on the homeless and the home. Saved to the utmost all over the world, Lord. Saved. This is your world and everything in it belongs to you. We know you's moving by your spirit. You's moving all over the world. We ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We ask you to look on the speaker, our pastor. Look on him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. When he opens his mouth, you feel it, Lord. And anoint him, Lord, and let him speak with power, authority, and anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Use words of everything, Lord. Look on the urgent, everything, every situation, Lord. We know it's in your hand. So we ask you, Lord, to do what you want to do. Now have your way, not our will, but your will be done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We lift you up. We lift you up. You said you be lifted up. You draw men unto you. Oh, my. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. He's a God. He can't no lie. He's no shorter than his promise. Oh, and we know he ain't lost control. He ain't in lost control. He can take the impossible and make it possible. He can solve that problem that nobody else can solve. He can open doors that need to be opened and close them that need to be closed. So all these things we ask everything in the name of the Father. Oh, my. Glory to your name. Lord, we love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, God, because you first loved us. We ask these things in the name of the Father and the Holy Ghost. Oh, my. Oh, Jesus of Nazareth. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. He's worthy. We thank you right now. Lord, we just thank you right now. Lord, here we are, Lord. We're your servant, Lord. Lord, as I open up my mouth, speak your word to your people, Lord. Lord, not me, Lord, but it's all about you. Lord, you are already speaking on the outside. Lord, we just want you to speak on the inside of touch hearts, souls, and minds in the name of Jesus in radio land. Send deliverance today. Somebody needs to be delivered. Delivered right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are Dr. Jesus. Come on in. Heal today, Lord. Yes, Lord. Somebody needs to be healed. Yes, Lord. Somebody needs to meet Dr. Jesus. But, oh, God, you're able, Lord. And we ask you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that you heal right now. Those who doubt you, make them be able to know all about you through your divine words. In Jesus' name, thank you. Yes, Lord, thank God. Amen and amen. Amen. If I'm going to say to you, if you look at this word that it says, you know what? This is friends and family day. And I want you to think about this. Say friends through thick and thin. friends through thick and thin. I'm so glad we have a friend in Jesus. Amen. Where you are in radio land, it might not be thunder and lightning, but we have Jesus, and he's working on the outside to remind us that what? He's still in control. God is still God all by himself. Amen. So the definition of going through thick and thin, according to the dictionary.com, I always try to explain things where you know where I'm going from, too. It says to stay with someone or something. Now notice, stay with someone or something. And in other words, hallelujah. In other words, persevere. You know, we don't have people that want to go through nothing. They don't want to persevere through nothing. They want instant everything. But this is talking about friends that go through or something. Through good times as well as bad times. Amen. And if you remember out in the world, you have friends that are, maybe you had friends that were your drinking buddies. Amen. And as long as the alcohol was pouring, they were your friend. Amen. But let the alcohol run out. You'll see them run out. Amen. You who in the world were doing other things, as long as you supply whatever the need was, they were your friends. You had a lot of friends. Amen. But let that dry up. Amen. Some of you have friends right now where they are users and abusers. And that's all they want to do is use you all up and spit you all out. Amen. But I'm so glad that we know what real friendship means. Amen. Because friendship don't care about your money. Friendship don't care about your looks. Friendship don't care about nothing but just the friend. Amen. And when you got a good friend, they'll last through the years. I don't know how many good friends people have, but you probably can count them on your one hand. Amen. Because if you really think about what friends do, friends don't vote the first time that there's some trouble in your life. They're right there. Friends are like the friends in Job that they was there and said, well, you're going through, you must have did something. I'm not talking about those kind of so-called friends. Amen. I'm talking about friends that will be closer than your brother sometimes, closer than your sister sometimes, a friend that is truly a friend. Amen. Read it. Could you read Daniel 1 and 1, please?
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judea, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
Now, I want you to think about this. What would happen if China came to the United States and seized it? Amen. And everything ever knew now was not good. Everything, every culture, every language, everything was no longer acceptable. Can you think about the difficult times that we would have if changing over? Amen. If you think about some of those countries where the United States or some other government has went and been occupied and they have to learn brand new things, do you think about how difficult that can be? Amen? Yes. But here we have the main king here, is old King Nebuchadnezzar. Yes. You know what? This was a man with power, wealth, and guess what? Authority. Yes. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. He had authority. Because if you read on about Nebuchadnezzar, because the devil is a liar, you will understand about the wealth and power that Nebuchadnezzar had, amen? Because his thought was, and we're going to get into that more, that Nebuchadnezzar wanted what we oftentimes want in America. He wanted one standardization, because Nebuchadnezzar said, you know what? I got all these different nations, all these different dialects, all these different cultures, all, but see, you know what? I'm King Nebuchadnezzar, and all of this is going to stop. Now, you think about it, all the different cultures we have in the United States, and some person, instead of being the president, came over here as king and said, you know what? Now I am the ruling force. Everything that you know as being the American standard is gone. Every subculture that you have is gone. We're going to be one culture. Amen. If you read verse 3 through 4, please.
Then the king instructed Ezephaniah, the master of the eunuch, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, and ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Canaanites.
Now, thank you. Think about this king. Now, the king didn't want no ugly folks. Now, can you think about that? We talk about discrimination. Now, think about this king coming in, and he's automatically discriminating. He said, don't bring me nobody ugly to serve in my kingdom. Don't bring me nobody that's ignorant to serve in my kingdom. Don't bring anybody that doesn't have some kind of skill set to serve in my kingdom. Yes, I'm going to teach them what they want to know, but they got the ability to have the ability to learn what I want to teach them. Amen? Don't bring me, in other words, don't bring me no gangsters. Don't bring me no criminals. I want those who are pure. So he is already discriminated, but he's setting the tone. You don't bring me any kind of people that work in my house.
Right.
Now, you think about that. You know what? When God comes, he wants us pure and spotless. Amen? And King Nebuchadnezzar could think about he wanted someone pure and spotless. How much more will the God that we serve want when he be coming back? Amen? Now, he's saying, I'm going to get me some people now because, see, I need to be able to train people that's going to be able to work in the palace and then have rule and authority and be able to govern in the way that I want them to govern. Amen?
Yes.
Baby, and here's the other thing. When I have some dreams I can't understand what's going on, somebody better be coming in and tell me what's going on so I know how to prepare and guide the city. Amen?
Yes.
Nebuchadnezzar wasn't all not so smart himself, amen? So in other words, he said, it's going to take some people to help me run this government, so I need to go out and get what I need, amen? All right, Rita.
And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's delicacy and of the wine which he drunk, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might pour the king. Now, from among those of the sons of Judea were Daniel, Hananiah,
mm-hmm.
Mishael, and Azara.
Okay.
To them, the chief of the eunuchs gave names, and gave Daniel the name Belshazzar. To Hananiah, Shadrach, and Mishael. Meshach, and to Azara, Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacy, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuch said to Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who has appointed your food and drink. For why shall we see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king. So Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuch had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azaria, please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you and the appearance of the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacy. And as you see fit, so deal with your servants. And at the end of the 10 days, their features appeared better and fattered in flesh than all the young men who ate the portions of the king's delicacy. Thus the steward took away their portions of delicacy and wine that they were to drink, and gave them vegetables. And for those four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams.
Can we say amen? Can we say amen again? Now, you think about it, if all of a sudden you was taken away from your home, your family, your children, grandchildren, and the king said, you're going to come in and be a service to me. And for 3 years, I'm going to train you in a way that I want you to walk, I want you to talk, I want you to breathe, everything I want you to learn from which I am so that you can govern the people. Can you imagine what some of the people would have said, friends or no friends? Can you imagine some of the uproar they would cause today? If someone came and sat you out, can imagine some of the lip service, people would be ready to fight. All kind of confusion was going on, and if they had any religion, they would put it on the shelf and say, because you know what, I'll come back and get my religion, because those are fighting words, amen? Can you imagine some people that didn't have no religion to begin with would have fought and everything else? And today, when bullets are so flying, so free, can you imagine someone come up and say, I'm going to take you out of my house, your house, and you're going to come in my house? Can you imagine those disastrous consequences? Amen? But these were what? Men of God. These were men of God. And think about it, these all have been together. They understood who they were, and most importantly, they understood whose they were. Amen? So they didn't get upset when one of them became elevated and God blessed that he was the one in charge. Amen? Now think about that today. We are all equal. We have all been transferred from our land. We've all had the same experience, and now one person gets to come up there and be elevated and talking about he's overseeing us. Can you imagine what we would do today? Amen? If all of a sudden we were all equal, but then one, the king comes up and promotes, said, well, you're going to be over them. Then can you imagine the language that would be said? Can you imagine when we talk about what you're talking about? He is no greater than me. Can you know how we act today, saints of God? Can you imagine what would have been said and the things that could have broken out that day? Amen? And I'm not talking about those people in the world. I'm talking about those who would call themselves saints of God. They would have maybe come to blows because they would have forgot whose they were. Amen?
Yes.
But old Daniel had wisdom. Amen?
Yes.
God gave him how to intervene, how to intercede, and what to do. Amen?
Yes.
Because now, imagine they're going to be not only separated, but he said, I'm going to take care of you for 3 years. You're going to have to want for nothing. You will have eat my food. Now, there again, this is indoctrination. He didn't say you're going to eat your food. He said you're going to eat my food, drink my wine, and you're going to be in my training. Amen? This is still going to be the part of indoctrination. This is not freedom. This is not somebody really taking care of you because they want to be nice. This is someone training you, training your mind, training everything that is about you, trying to make you be brand new. But I'm so glad that Daniel was a child of the Most High King. I'm so glad that the young men were friends, amen, because someone could have said, you know what? I am not going to do it. I'm not coming together. I'm not sticking together. I'm going to change my way. I'm going to be whatever they want us to be because tired now. I want to eat of that good food. I'm going to drink of that drink, and I'm going to do whatever they said because our people should have stopped them from taking over our land. But since they didn't, I'm going to do what the culture says for us to do. And they're going to forget all about their God and serve other gods. Amen? They could have said that because you know how we act as friends. You know, as friends, we can't get along. If we can't get along, then, you know, we are not going to tear you along. Man, you got someone to go to east, someone to go to right, someone to go to left, and then they leave you because you are going in your own direction. Amen. Don't let someone get an elevation. Then you got somebody got an attitude because, though, you know what? They say, damn, you got a new car. For instance, well, I'm still driving. I'm still walking. I'm still catching the bus. I'm not going to deal with Daniel because he got a brand new car. And we've been all friends. We've been going through the same thing for years and years. So how come Daniel get a brand new car? He get a brand new job and a brand new title. How come it happens to Daniel? Why not me? You know how we act. Amen. But the fact that these friends had one, they had love, they had integrity, they had spirituality, and they didn't have no cell phones. Amen. Amen. Why? So they think about it, they have love for one another. And when you have love for one another, it transpires and transcends all what? All barriers, all faults, all things. Amen. Then they had integrity. Their integrity was understood that not only do they love one another, but they understand for what they stood for. They were children. They were Christians. They knew that they were not going to bow down to anything. Amen? And then they had spirituality. Because, think about it, if someone came in and they raided for the chapel and they took over the chapel and said, you know what? They're taking everything out of it. They're going to strip it bare. They're going to say that, you know what? All the things that you have worked for, it no longer matters because it's going to come in my castle. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take the best of the best. I'm going to take that you have in there. And then once I've taken the best of the best, I'm going to tear your kingdom down. I'm going to blow it up because you're not going to be able to worship that and that God because you're going to have to go where I say go. Do what I say do. Pray to who I say pray to. So you won't need a chapel anymore. Amen? So see, with all that going on, when people are turning on every end, saying, well, I'm going to follow what King Nebuchadnezzar said. I am now under his rule. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to follow the cultures of the time. I'm going to learn to do what that King Nebuchadnezzar. So you have people turning on every side, beginning all about who they were. But oh, Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego said, I am a child of the Most High God. I am not going to bow down to Baal. I am not going to bow down to your authority. But I want you to see who I am. I'm not going to eat of your food. I'm not going to drink of your drink. But I want you to know that God that I serve, he's more than enough. So when you give me the things that I ask for, I'm going to try God and see. I want to introduce you to my God. But see, when they had the 10 days, they came through looking better than the folks that have been eating all that good food, drinking the best wine. But here they had pulp and they had water. Think about it. God showed up and it showed out because they had love. They had integrity. And most importantly, they had spirituality. Thank you, Jesus. Think about your friend. How many of you still have your childhood friend? How many know about your friend that you had over more than 1 year? I'm not talking about those work friends because those work friends are not your friends. They're just associated. See, the problem comes when we cross the line and we don't know the difference between associate and a friend. When we cross the line, when we don't know the difference between an enemy and your friend, when we cross the line and we try to friends with our children, that's not your role. Your role is to be adult, be the parent, but so many lines have been crossed today. So many lines have been blurred today because we lost our friendship. We lost what it means to have a friend on this earth because, see, some friends, you can tell your secrets to, and they'll take it to the grave. But some of them so-called friends, you'll tell your secret, and it'll end up on Facebook. You tell your secrets, and it end up on the news. Tell your secrets, might be videotaped what you're saying, but see, they're not friends. They're just so-called friends. They're not friends. They're users and abusers. They are not friends. They are angels of the devil. Yes, Lord, because the devil comes, seeking who he may devour. The devil comes in all kinds of forms, in all kinds of shapes. The devil knows what's attracted to you. But I tell you, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they would not split up. They would not bow down. They would not give up their culture. They didn't care about the church being torn down. They didn't care about the things being destroyed. They didn't care about so-called man king, because they understood that there's only one king, and it's King Jesus. Yes, Lord. They understood that Jesus is the Son of the Most High God. Yes, he is. Jesus will bring them out if he didn't bring them out. There's a place for them, and it wasn't with King Nebuchadnezzar, because King Nebuchadnezzar had no heaven, had no hell to put nobody in. So they will not pray to man, because they only killed the body, but it was afraid of God, who can kill body and spirit and soul. Oh, bless his name. So during the time, during the time of this forced apprenticeship, see, God did take care of his own. See, he gave them gifts according to his what? His will and his purpose. Not the gifts that the king desired. They was in apprenticeship, and yes, they were learning and growing, but according to God's perfect and prophetic will. I want you to know, what God has for you, it can't nobody take, nobody with the circumstances, they can't usurp it, they can't even take it away, because what God has given you is from God. I don't care who's president, be it Trump, be it Clinton, be it some of them other people, I don't care who it is. Because God is in control. No matter how bad it seemed to appear for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God always showed up and show out. See, they could have just got upset when somebody came in there and took their God-given name, their cultural name, and then this king gonna come in there and rename them according to his culture. They could have rebelled right then and there. Said, what you mean calling me Shad? That's not my name. You know how we would act. What you mean calling me Shad? Rat? That don't sound right to me. That sounds like a discriminatory name. What you trying to say? You know how we act. What are you talking about, some Abednego? That sounds like you're trying to call me a goat. What you talking about, man? You know how we would act, but no, they didn't go there. Calling the name, keeping their own identity. Say, you may call me that, and I may have the answer to that, but my name is, and I'm going to keep that. I'm going to keep that which goes with my culture, hey, because I know who gave me that name, and he serves up high. What they knew is one thing we say is my grandson has said, I know that I know that I know that I know. Now, you got to have some friends, and you better be careful who you call friends today. You better be careful who you are close to today. You better be careful who you love today, because these friends were like brothers. They were family. You better be careful about who you call family this day. You may not have have access to your blood family, but you are a Christ. You are a Christ child. So you are part of the best family. It's not the prayers family, yes, but you are not the king on this earth family, but you are of royalty. And when you know that you are of royalty, then your actions dictate as such. When you are a royal child, then you act as if you're royal. Some of us become spoiled because we know whose we are. But I'm here to tell you, in God's house, there's no big heads. We are all the same. So some of us who get inflated heads need to come on back down, because it's not about that. It's never going to be about you. It's always going to be about God. Always going to be about God. Because they understood this. They were able to stick together. Yes. And they became famous. Amen. We talk about these days. When people say Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, people automatically know what happened, who you're talking about. They automatically know that they went and bent down, that they went and they did more than what we would do. They prayed what? Every day. Not sometimes when I feel like it, but they prayed every day. Not when I'm in trouble, but they prayed every day. Not when I feel the anointing moving on me. They prayed. They prayed every day. They went to the window at prayer time, because that was their closet, if you will. Some of us can't even come out the service for prayer time because we got something else to do. But every day without ceasing, they prayed. And guess what? Because they maintained their integrity, because of their love of God, they kept their spirituality. And when they prayed, God answered their prayer. So when you think about friends that will stick with you through thick and thin. And if you have friends that you notice they come around the first of the month when you got some money, you might want to reevaluate. If you got friends that come around the third or fourth of the month, help you with your groceries or whatever it is, you might want to evaluate that, amen. If you got friends that are willing to come pick you up, take you to the grocery store around check time, but you can't see them no other time, you might want to evaluate. If you got friends that if you're a father and you can't get up, you don't want them coming in your house because you can't trust them with keys, you might evaluate, want to reevaluate who your friends are, amen. Because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were the true sense of friend. And as I close, I want you to understand what a friend we have in Jesus.
Yes.
Because that was truly what their friendship was about. The friendship that they had in Jesus. The relationship they had with Jesus. Because without a relationship, there's something lacking in your life. So remember, be careful about those who you call family. Be careful about not knowing or forgetting whose you are. And stop trying to assimilate to this world. The world is not supposed to be drawing you. You're supposed to be drawing it.
Yeah.
So if you get to the point where you find yourself being more and more, like the world, see, that's not simulating Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because they took a stand and they would not bow down. And therefore, they stood out.
Yeah.
Even their countenance changed.
Yeah.
They stood out. The light was ever shining bright in them. So if you find your light is not shining for the Lord, that is shining more towards the world, someone preach, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Amen? So we thank God for each one of you, for what he's already done, for what he's going to do.
Yes.